May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Our house sits about maybe 350 feet from the actual river itself, and we also have a dock on the river. Access to that dock has not been easy over the last 3 years, because when I bought the house, the previous owners had never ever been to the river. And the reason that I know that is because at the end of my yard, there was a gate, and there was a little wooden walkway that went down to some concrete steps. And there were about 2 steps, and then the concrete steps disappeared into the riverbank. And when I went to the top of the riverbank and looked over, there is a tree, and there were some concrete steps that came that disappeared into the bottom of the bank. So in the fall, the first fall I lived in the house, I decided to spend a day and dig out this path. So I started at the bottom of the river, okay, bottom of these steps, and started to shovel out this dirt. It had been a long time since that had been shoveled up, because parts of that were 4 feet deep under soil. But we had a path down to the river, but it wasn't all the way to the river, because about 25 feet from the river itself, there was an area that had no steps at all. So I was driving by Kentucky Stairs over on Kentucky Avenue one day, and they had some wooden steps. Untreated wooden steps outside, said make an offer. So I went in and I made an offer, you know. So I ended up buying 3 sets of these steps, okay. So we got them to the house, and then I managed to get them in, okay. There were 2 sets, okay, together, and that got us down to the water, and life was great, okay. Now I had them all secured, okay, with rebar and fence posts and all kinds of stuff, and it was awesome. Well, this last spring, we had the highest river level ever since I've lived there. And when the river had receded, what had happened is my bottom set of steps had gone. They're somewhere in Frankfurt, okay, they disappeared. Well, the 3rd set that I'd bought, okay, I laid them on top of the bank, and I thought I'll just replace them. So when I put them down there, I knew that they'd been laid a long time in the mud, because they didn't look very sturdy. And it wasn't long before what happened was they simply just crumbled. They had rotted. So I decided that enough was enough. It's time for me to pour some concrete steps. Now, I've never done it before, and so I built me a frame, okay, that I thought would work. It did work, okay. I built me a frame. And my frame, okay, had 5 steps in it. It ended up being 6 steps because my measurement was out when I got the top step, okay. But 5 steps, okay. And I figured that about 3 60-pound bags of concrete would be sufficient for each step. Well, I drive a Nissan Sentra. So I go to 84 Lumber. And I said, okay, I'm going to try, okay, and see how much concrete I can get in this car. I said, I'm going to buy 6 bags of your concrete. So I took 6 bags of concrete, my Nissan Sentra, all the way to the house, no problem. And I was real happy. So next day I went back, I got 10 bags. Because I figured 5 steps, 3 bags, 1 bag just in case we needed it, 16 bags. Well, I began to mix the concrete, and I figured it would take me about 4 hours to do this, you know. So I mixed the first bag of concrete and started on the bottom step, and I learned a couple of things very, very quickly. The first thing I learned was that a 60-pound bag of concrete does not go very far. And the second thing that I learned is that if you're going to pour steps, okay, you need to pour the concrete all at one time. Well, my first step took almost 8 bags of concrete. And I thought, I'm in trouble. So I went, as if it's about 10 o'clock in the morning, okay? So I went and I called 84 Lumber and I said, do you all deliver? I said, sure do. I said, can you send me 30 bags of concrete, please? I said, sure. And I said, can I have it like soon? He said, well, it's going to be this afternoon. So I thought, okay, that'll work. So I went back down, okay, and I used the second 8 bags, and I got two steps bird, okay? And it's about maybe 11 o'clock now. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go to 84 Lumber. So I came to 84 Lumber. And the guy that served me, I said, I ordered 30 bags of concrete to be delivered. Has the van left? He said, no, it's not even loaded up. I said, I want to take 30 bags of concrete. And I want to make it in two runs of 15 bags. So he writes me my little ticket, okay? Gives me the ticket and I sign it. And then he says, where's your truck? And I said, oh, I've just got a Nissan Sentra. It thinks it's a truck. And he went, what? I said, I think I can do this. So we put eight bags in the trunk, okay? Three bags behind me, okay? Three bags behind the passenger seat, and the rest came in the seat. I drove like this down to Clifton, okay? But I got there, okay? And so after I unloaded the bags, I went back to 84 Lumber and got the other 15, and the guy looked at me like, whoa, that's pretty impressive. So anyway, we now have concrete steps. And I know that the river has very little chance of washing them away. And they will certainly not rot. Okay. They are permanent, really permanent. And I now feel that when it comes to access to the river from 6365 Clifton Road, I have moved from being a foolish man who used untreated lumber that would rot and wash away. I've now moved to being a wise man, using concrete that's permanent. And I stand there now daring that river to rise, because I'm going to show it. I tell you that story because of today's gospel story. See, Jesus tells a story today about the house being built on the sand and the house being built on the rock. And he tells that story right after the words, not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of